Today's shir has been dedicated by Jay Lazarus in honor of Yael's birthday and a zchus refuah shleima for her husband Yitzchak Aryeh ben Sara Yenta.
Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Lamed Hey. Lamed Hey. Today's shir has two sponsors. Today's shir is sponsored the refuah shleima Miriam Nechama Basara. Miriam Nechama Basara, and it's also sponsored Leili Nishmas Menachem Yitzchak ben Yaakov Yisrael. On the occasion of his yahrzeit, the father of Henry Orlinsky, dedicated by Henry and Mindy Orlinsky. We thank them for the sponsorship. Okay, so let's continue now. We are on Lama Dala Dama Beis. Scheduling note, today's shir and tomorrow's shir, Be'ez Hashem, will be new from this cycle, but then I'll be traveling back to Eretz Yisrael, and a couple of daftim will be put up from the last cycle until we pick up again Be'ez Hashem regular schedule a couple days later. Okay, so let's go now. We're in the middle of Lama Dala Dama Beis. About a little more than halfway down the Y lines, towards the end of the line, for Rebbe Meir. For Rebbe Meir, this is what we picked up, left off with a couple of years ago. So we had a machlokes Tanoim about being Dan Balayla. If you remember the Mishnah, this parak is all about the differences between Didi Mamadis and Didi Nefashis. The Mishnah said at the beginning of the parak on Daf Lamed Beis that by Didi Mamadis you could start off by day and you could finish at night. Done in by Yom Vagomer Balayla. Didi Nefashis, no, done in by Yom Vagomer by Yom. We had a machlokas also, Achronim, is that why is Gemar Din okay Balayla? Is that because you started by day? That's why you're allowed to finish at night? Or Stam, it's a separate Din. We discussed that from the Ksos and from the Granat and from others. But we had a shita of the Tanaim here on Lama Dal Tamabez, the shita of Rabbi Meir, that Didi Mamadis is possible Balayla, period. You cannot even do even the Gemar Din at night, based on the parallel and the Gzeri Shava to Saras. Negat Saras can only be viewed during the day. So now says the Gemara, V'Rebbe Meir, Hi V'Shaftu Esa'am B'Chaleis My Darish Bey. What does Rebbe Meir do with that pasuk, which the other Shita teaches me that he could even have some din Gemara din Balayla? So what does Rebbe Meir do with that pasuk, B'Chaleis Amarav Alasuye Yom Hamu'unan, to teach me you're allowed to do din Mamanis even on a cloudy day? What's the chiddush that's on? Because the Mishnah says in Maseches Negayim that you can't do negat saras. One is not allowed to see negat saras on a cloudy day. Titnan ain roanas on a negayim shachris ubein harbayim. You're not allowed to see negayim early in the morning ubein harbayim or late in the afternoon, because both of those one wouldn't see the properly the light of the sun isn't strong enough in order to give you a true view of the nega. V'lo b'toch habayis, and you also shouldn't view it in the house. V'lo b'yom ha'mu'unan, or on a cloudy day. V'b'nei keha niris aza, because on those types of days, a weak nega appears like a deep and intense nega. V'lo b'tzarayim, and not mamish right at noon. V'b'nei sha'aza niris keha. So you have to see it in the late morning, in the early afternoon, where there's specific times to see negayim. And again, that's not looking for a kula or a chumra. That's just trying to have an honest view of what the nega is. So that's the chiddush, even though Rebbe Meir compares mamonis to negayim, but on a yom ha'me'unan, one is allowed to do dini mamonis, even though one is not allowed to view negayim. Sounds like Mizvana said that we know in Hilchas Nida when we have maris of ksamim, right? Also, the Rav is able to go to a specific place in order to get a appropriate view, where one doesn't look at it inside, outside, the sun, the shaded sun, all the different misoras that the Baale Roe Maros half. V'Rebbe Meir, and now we continue, Rebbe Meir who learns the Hekesh from Negoim, Hi B'yom Anchilos Banamai Avalei, what does he do with that pasuk? He doesn't need that pasuk to teach me that something is B'yom and not Balayla, because he says it's not Balayla either. So what does he use that pasuk for? So Ahumi Baile, he uses it for what we had back in Meseches Baba Basra. Look at the Tani, Rabba Bar Chanina Kamei D'Rav Nachman, V'haya B'yom Anchilos Banav, on the day that a person is manchil his children, that's Yerusha. So the Gemara says, on the day, b'yom ata mapal nachlos v'yeta mama nachlos balayla. During the day, a person is mapal nachlos, one creates Yerusha, and not by night. Says the Gemara, what does that mean? Amar lei, ela mayata, mandashacha b'yamama yarsin lei banei, mandashacha balayla lo yarsin lei banei. But only if somebody dies during the day, his kids are going to get Yerusha. And if he dies at night, not, well, what does that mean? B'yom, right? Yerusha is the only mitzvah, we spoke about this then, could according to one understanding, the only mitzvah that one could only perform after they are no longer alive, Right? All other mitzvahs one could only perform when they're alive. Nachla Yerusha, when does Yerusha kick in? So it might kick in, you know, conceptually, it might kick in the second before somebody dies, and then this wouldn't be an exception to the rule, or it might be after, as long as, and the way to be mevatel the mitzvah is to do something beforehand to make it not kick in when the time is it's supposed to kick in. But either way, the Gemara asks, what, Yerusha only kicks in if somebody dies during the day? That can't be. Dilma, maybe this is what Rav Nachman says. Rav Nachman says, maybe this is what you, Rav Bar Chanina, meant. Dilma, din nachlas ka'amrit? Do you mean to say that the din of nachla, that Yerusha has the status of din for certain halachos, as follows? D'tanya, b'haisla b'nei Yisrael chukas mishpat. As it says in the end of the section of Yerusha, it should be for a chukas mishpat. What does that mean? Ora'a kalapar shakula lios din. That is categorizing all of Yerusha to be somewhat in the category of din. What does that mean? Could review the Marav? And here we get to the Nafkamina. Dom review the Marav. Review the Marav says the Gemara Shlosha, Dom review the Marav, Shlosha Nechzu Levakar Zachola. Three people that go to visit the sick, but they are, not, there just to visit the sick. They're there to also, take testimony or listen to what the person is going to have to say. So, Ratzu Kosid, Ratzu Osid did. They're listening to his will. They're able to either write it, write down, and be witnesses to his will, Ratzu Osid did, or they can actually be the Dayanim. Shnayim, that's if there are three people, because three people could be a bastard. But Shnayim, Kosin, Vein, Osin, Din. But two people who go, and visit someone who is sick, obviously can't be a bastard. There are only two. So Kosin, they could be Adim, the Ein, Osin, Din, and they can't be Dayanim. But one more line, V'amr of Chizda, Lo Shanu, Ela, Bayom. This is only, the distinction is only Bayom. That's when they could be Adim or Dayanim. Aval Balaila, Kosin, Vein, Osin, Din. But if they only come at night, so then they cannot be Dayanim. That's the connection of Nachla to Din. That if the Nachla is at night, it also has the status of some type of Dinim Aminus, and therefore they can only be Edim at night. That cannot be Dayanim at night. And once they are Edim, Mishum Dahavilu Edim, then they cannot switch Vein Edasa Dayan. And then one Enaid in a case cannot turn into a Dayan. And that is the Halachic Nafkamina for Yerusha being compared to Din, which requires Yom. So this is all a question from Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says to Rabbi Bar Chanina, so this drasha that you told me, is this what you meant? This halacha? Right, it can't be that if a person only dies by day, is this what you meant? Amar Layin Hachi Kamina. He says, yeah, that's what I meant. That's what I meant. That's the Nafkamina in terms of Yom and not Laila. So there's a lot to discuss on these couple of lines. We discussed it in back in Baba Basra. Also, just to mention one or two points. Again, number one, the last principle of Eidei Nasa Dayan. An aid cannot be a dayan. So what's the svar for that? So Tosfos in a few places, we had it back on Daf Tes. If we turn back right here, this Pesachta, we turn back 27 pages or so. Tosfos discusses Tes Amid Aleph, the two svaras given in the Rishonim. Why ein aid nas a dayan? The second half of Tosfos Bizman. Tosfos says Nira Lori. The Tataima de ein aid nas a dayan Nira. O Mishum de Be'inon Eidus She'ato Yachol LaHazima. Number one, Eidus requires to be hazamable, if that's a word, right? It has to be able to be huzam. And therefore, if there is an Eid that becomes a Dayan, that Dayan will not accept any Eidei Mazimin against himself, because that would not be good for him. So it wouldn't be Eidusha Yachol LaHazima, and that's why an Eid cannot become a Dayan. V'kibet she'eidim ba'atzmam danin, lo yitzu l'kabal hazam al-Eidusan. Number one, it's based on a svara. Number two, the other suggestion given is a gzeiras hakasef. O mishum dechsiv, Tosva says, v'amdu shnei ha'anashim elu ha'edim. Lefnei Hashem elu ha'dayanim. To be eden she'yidu ha'edim lefnei ha'dayanim, v'lo she'yu ba'atzva dayanim. One person cannot wear two hats in the court case. The Torah describes two witnesses stand in front of God, which means stand in front of God's messengers, the judges. So the people standing in front cannot be standing in front of the people who they're supposed to be. Right? That's why you can't wear two hats. Farach tami lo shaychi, and that's what Tosfos says on Daf Tes Amud Aleph. The other related sugya that same Tosfos discusses, this is what Tosfos discusses there in Baba Basra Kufyud Gimel Kufyud Aleph, and here on Daf Tes. This sugya relates to when does an aid become an aid? When does an aid become an aid? Aid hameid, Eid haroeh, right when I see something, am I a witness already? I am witnessing, to use an English word, but halachically, am I an aid? What if I don't decide to come to court? Right. What about the case, right? The Gemara asked the rhetorical question there in Maseches Bava Basra, and earlier we had it back on Daf Tes. What if there are 100 people that witness a murder, and there happen to be two brothers among the witnesses? What, you're going to tell me, Nipsa Echad Karav Apostol, Edusa Betela? You have to throw all 100 out because there are two Krovim? No, if they don't come to court, so then you could say they're not witnesses yet. They're not a group yet. When are they called a kat? So that is the discussion of Tosfos there. And Tosfos quotes that it could be that Edim only become Edim A, maybe if they give Hasra, or B for sure, if they come to court. And if they don't come to court, Eid HaMeid, so then they wouldn't be Edim yet. That's what Tosfos says, V'nir El-Ri. The Mishum Dinis Kavnu LaHaid, just because they think about coming to court, Lo Amrina Nipsachan Be'am Karav Apostle Yidusa Batela. El Asha Holkinu Me'idim Kulam Abezdin. Avu Mishum Re'ia L'Chud, Shenis Kavnu LaHaid Lo. You don't say this. Called Gittin, Shadosa, no sum. If they crow on a psulim, he psulim. If he's kavin lachad, fachulu. Tosa says there's a difference between an aid that witnesses and an aid that has, that actually comes to court, as kavanah to come to court, and that relates to this sugya of when do we say aid nasa died? If they already decide to be witnesses, then we would say aid nasa died. Related to that is also the important sheet of the Ritva. The Ritva Kedusha, where the Gemara says there, Kedusha Mem Himo, that one does not need, yichud edim. I do not have to say, you are my witnesses. The Gemara has, again, a rhetorical statement on Daf Mem Gimel, there in Kiddushin, as if to say, what, you need Yichud Edim? And the Gemara accepts that, to say that you don't need Yichud Edim. Right, Hachanami, you're going to tell me that the language from the Gemara there, Elamayata, Kiddushisha Bifnei Shnayim, V'lo Amar Luhu Atem Eidai, Hachanami De Lo Havi Kiddushin, of course it's a Kiddushin, even if you don't have Yichud Edim, Atem Eidai. So the Ritva there has the crucial comment, where the Ritva says, when do you say that you don't need Atem Eidai there automatically? So that's where, to be mamon who to be in on Atem Eidai, kedei shelo yomer lo meshata yisi b'chosh lo asvias asvias yisi, aval b'kiddushin deleka lemeir kolchan mehani lo be in on Atem Eidai. Says the Ritva, the Gemara is talking about kiddushin, limited to kiddushin. If a person gets married in front of two witnesses, he does not have to say, you are my witnesses. But then the Ritva adds, Umihu, Kalhecha Sheyesh Bo Samamar Ksherim Upsulam Okrovim, but if witnessing the Kiddushin are family relatives, which hopefully there are, by every wedding there are fathers and mothers and brothers, everybody under the chuppah witnessing, says the Ritva, then you would need Ede Kiddushin. Tzorach Liyachin Ede Kiddushin. Why? Doesn't the Gemara say that we just quoted, the Gemara Daf Tes, don't you have to come to court to be a witness? And if you don't come to court, you don't say Nimsach on Karav Apostle? So why should you say these the father and the brother under the chuppah cause problems? Says the Ritva, that's only by Ede Birur, by Edim that are there, Lavarer Hadavar, to come to court. But what we might call Ede Kium, Edim that are there not just to testify afterwards, but in order to help create the event. Right? We know a marriage, if a marriage does not take place in front of Edim, it did not happen. Even if there's a video. Right? It does not matter. If there are no two witnesses there, if there aren't two witnesses there, then the marriage is not a marriage. So what do you see from there? The Edim aren't just there, Lavarer afterwards, but they're there to testify right now about what's happening. Aval hacha, the Ritva is lashon. B'kiddushin, ein ha'edus ba'al la'ameis hadavar bilvad, el afilu yadina da'achi kushtu demilsa shakidsha. Even if we have a video, we know for sure that the act of kiddushin took place, einem kudesh is below edus. The ein l'kiddushin kiyum below edus. V'gzeres ha'kasavu. And because of that, you become a witness when you witness. Because it's all about the witnessing, not about the testifying afterwards. V'kiva d'kein shas maisu hu shas edusan, v'kiva d'ikat sirif psule edus imayin, edus kulan betela. Dumya d'ba'alma, k'she sirif psule edus k'shevon lahayid, bebezdin she edus kulan betela. That's the chiddush of the Ritva. When it comes to ede kiyum, there, the psulim kick in right away, because you are an aid right away, and that's why you need aid yuchad. The Shulchan Aruch does not quote the Ritva, the Achronim quote the Ritva. And that's why the Minhag Olam in many places is for the Masada Kedushin to say to the Chassan, are these your witnesses? Are you appointing? Sometimes the Masada Kedushin makes the Chassan say it. Rav Salvation used the Lashon to the exclusion of everyone else here. All different levels of Yichud Edim, but it is all based on that Ritva in Kedushin on Daf Mem Gimel. Okay, there's a lot more here, but let's continue. Says the Gemara, Dina nefashis, dana bayom, vechulu. The next line of the Mishnah had said, Dina nefashis, the din is by day, and the, as we know, Dina nefashis is even, Dina mominis is, just read the Lashon, back on Daf Lamed Beis, Dina mominis, gomrin, bo bayom, bein l'schus, bein l'chova, Dina nefashis, gomrin, bo bayom, l'schus, bayom, shalach, bein l'chova. So we have the two chilukim. Mominis is din bayom and gomrin balayla. Nefashis, the whole thing is by day. And the next one we'll get to is mominis, you can even finish that same day. And nefashis has to, you have to wait at least a day. So says the Gemara, minani mili, how do I know that the dini mominis is by day? Amr, sibi barchi, amar kra, the pasik by in Bamidbar, Vahoka, Osam Lashem, Neged Hashemesh, where those who violated Baal Pa'or, they were hung after they were stoned, they were hung Neged Hashemesh, they were hung Neged Hashemesh, that means during the day, and therefore, and the Meiri adds in, if their carrying out of the din was by day, so then it must be that the din was by day, because you wouldn't have had a day in between, because that would have been inui hadin, that it would have been delaying the din, which you can't have, and that's how you know that din nefashos has to be all by yom, not balayla. Amar Rav Chisda minan lahokashi tliya, how do you know the word hoka, that there means tliya, hanging, d'chsiv, because the pasuk in Shmuel, v'kanim l'ashem b'givat Shaul, b'chir Hashem. They were hung in givat Shaul, b'chir Hashem, Shaul, who was the b'chir Hashem. V'chsiv, what was that story by? That was the tragic story, Shmuel Beis, in Parachaf Aleph, where there was a terrible famine in the land. Remember, Vahi Rav Ba'aretz, Vahi Rav made David towards the end of it's recorded in the Navi at the end of David's life. There's a question exactly when it happened, but Vahi Rav made David Shalosh Shanim, Shana Achrei Shana, Vivaki Shavit is Pnei Hashem. David asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why is there such a famine? Vayomer Hashem El Shaul Ve'el Beis Hadamim Al Asher Hemes Es HaGivonim, because of what Shaul did to the Givonim. What did Shaul do to the Givonim? We have nothing recorded about Shaul doing to the Givonim. So Chazal tell us that really David massacred Shaul, massacred Nov Ir HaKohanim. Shaul and Doeg massacred Nov Ir HaKohanim, and they supported the Givonim. The Givonim worked for them, but once the city was massacred, the Givonim had no support, no parnassah, so the Givonim had trouble staying alive. So indirectly, Shaul did something to the Givonim. By Yikra Melech LeGivonim, and that's Hashem says that is the reason for the famine. Again, there's a lot more there. Feel free to listen to the Navi Shirim there in Shmuel Beis in Perek Chaf Aleph. But that's what the Rashi quotes there from the Talmud Yerushalmi in Shmuel Beis Perek Chaf Aleph. So what happens there? David goes to the Givonim. He wants to get rid of this famine. The Givonim say, yes, we will forgive as long as we get sons of Shaul to be killed. And David's like, what? He's like, that's what we say. We don't want money. We don't want anything. We want revenge. But Yomar Lo HaGivonim, and again, part of this is not obviously just the Givonim, but it is Novir HaKohanim also. Uvnei Yisrael Nishmu, Vayomar David Al HaGivonim, Mayas Alachem, Ubama HaKaper, Vayomar Lo HaGivonim, Ein Lanu Kesef Izav, Im Shav, Im Beisav. We don't want money. Vein Lanu Ish Lamis B'Yisrael. Ma'atem Omrim, Ha'ish Asher Kilonu V'Asher Dima Lanu Nishmadnu, Yutalanu Shiva Anashim Ibanav. Give us seven of his sons. And that's the pasuk. V'hokanam Hashem. And we will hang them. Be'givat Shaul Bechir Hashem. Vayomer Melech, David didn't have a choice. Ani Atein. And he gave seven of Shaul's descendants. V'ksiv. And then now the pasuk continues. And that was all during the day. V'tigach Ritzpah Bas'aya Es Hasak. And while they were hanging there, Rachmanel Itzlan, for months, Ritzpah, Bas'aya, covered them. Vatateo Allah El Hatsur B'tchilas Kasir. And she covered them so that the bodies wouldn't be subject to the elements, or Rachmanel Itzlan, to animals, until eventually, months later, she was able to take them down and give them Kfuras Yisrael. Rashi also quotes, what about the Israel of Losol and Nivlasos? The Gemara says in Yevamos, right, it was somewhat of a Kiddush Hashem that people saw that even royalty is subject to Schar Va'onesh if they do the wrong thing. Good. Again, a difficult story. Obviously, we have to assume that the children of Shaul took part in it, and it wasn't just the chait of Shaul. Just by the way, also, when David HaMelech, part of that story, the Gemara in Yevamos Ayin Tes, where David HaMelech, obviously, is very upset when the story occurs, that's where he says, the simanim of every Jew are rachmanim b'shanim v'gom l'chasadim. The three simanim of every Jew, after the story, he says the givonim don't have these midos. Right? And that's why, that's the, That's where David HaMelech made that, the Gemara makes that statement about the midos of every Jew. Good. Viksiv, Vayomer Hashem El, so that's the source that the word hoka means hanging, and that took place in the first pasuk Negat HaShemesh, and that's how you know that Din Nefashis is Vayom. Ksiv, continuing next line. Vayomer Hashem El Moshe, kach es kol Rashi Ha'am, take all the Rashi Ha'am after Baal Pa'or, im Ha'am Chatu, Rashi Amach Chatu. What do you mean the Am was Chote? What do you mean take the Rashi Ha'am? Why the heads of the Am? Right, and even if you want to say that they're responsible because they didn't protest, one is not Chayiv Misa for not protesting. Maybe Misa B'dei Shamayim, but not Misa B'dei Adam, and here they're going to Misa B'dei Adam. Says the Me'iri here, right? You have to say that there must be something deeper here and not taking the pasuk literally. That's what the Me'iri says here. Afal pi shekol sheyesh biyado limchos v'lo micha. Even if somebody has the ability to protest his friend doing an aveira and he doesn't, ne'anash b'dinei shamayim b'dinei adam eino ne'anash im kein. So what does it mean that he took the Rashi Ha'am? That's the background to this line. So im Rashi Yom Ha'am chatu Rashi Ha'am chatu Amar Yehuda Marav Amar Lo Hakadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe chalek lahem batei dinim. Split them up, make a lot of batei dinim to judge the people. My time, what do you need a lot of batei dinim for? For the Baal Pa'or Avera. My time, Ile ma mishum de'in darnishtayim b'yom echad. Is it because one bezdin cannot do dinim nefashis two one day? So if Amar Rav Chisda says, no, lo shenu ela b'shtei misos. That's only two different misos they cannot do on the same day. Because they have to focus on each one, they have to try to come up with a schus for each one, and they can be too hasty if they do two on the same day. But if it's the same Misa and the same Chait, it's the same exact situation, then they can, Rav Chisda says. So why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to make so many batei dinim? Ela kadesha yashav charanaf b'Yisrael. In order to, as quickly as possible, stop Hashem's anger. Why? Rashi and the Yad Ramah. Rashi. Kedemucha krava yashav charanaf k'shakadosh baruch hu ro'eh shakula masukim b'davar u'mekana l'chvodo. Rashi says, when Hashem sees so many Jews involved in his getting his covet back, Kvod Hashem, getting rid of the Baalei Pa'or, who were so symbolically disgusting, acting against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu then, his anger is lifted. The Yad Ramah has a little different shot. He says, the mitzvah v'yata rabbi kirbecha. So the sooner we get rid of those who are symbolized ra, so then the sooner we can assume that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anger subsides. Okay, so that was all the chiluk of Bayom and Balayla. Tini Mamanis is Bayom, Bagom and Balayla. The Fashis is only Bayom, as we just described. The next line that we read was, Dini Mamanis could be started and finished on the same day, while Dini Mamanis, Dini Fashis, has to have at least one day over. Says the Gemara. Dini Mamanis done Gomrim Bo Bayom, B'chulu Minan Imili. How do we know that Dini Mamanis could be finished on that same day? And how do we know Dini Fashis, you have to wait? Because the pasuk says in Yishayahu Perek Aleph, in the Haftarah for Shabbos Chazon, when we're describing the Churban Beis HaMikdash, Amakra, Mileasi Mishpat. Rashi explains this pasuk. Mileasi, Yerushalayim used to be full of Mishpat. Sedek Yalinva. And Sedek was Yalin. Yalin is a lashon of lean of overnight. Meaning they stayed overnight before they did dinin nefashos. V'yata now, maratzchem, they're just murderers. Meaning they even the batei dinim, they don't wait, they just kill people quickly, and that is a remez to dinin nefashos requiring to be overnight. V'rava amr mehacha, ashru chamots. One shall relieve the one that is oppressed. Ashru dayan shemechametz es dino. Praises the dayan that literally makes chametz, meaning you wait. Mechametz es dino. Two different days from Sukkim in Yeshayahu. Ve'idach Ashru Chamotz v'lo Chometz. What does the first opinion do with Ashru Chamotz? Ashru Chamotz, help out the Chamotz, the Nigzal v'lo Chometz, and not the one that the Goslin. What does that mean? Right, Rashi quotes from the Gemara later in Bava Kama. Let's say Reuven comes to court and says, Shimon, you owe me money, and you stole from me. And Shimon says, you're right, I have your money, but it's because you owe me something too, and you never pay me back this other loan. The Gemara says, first deal with case A, then deal with case B. That's Ashur Chamot. First, deal with the case of an exile, and then deal with the other guy still owes him money. Ve'idach, hi Malayasi Mishpat Mayavilei. And what does the first, second opinion do with Malayasi Mishpat? Kidr Rabbi Lazar, Dam Rabbi Yitzchak, Dam Rabbi Lazar. Kidr Rabbi Lazar, Dam Rabbi Yitzchak. Dam Rabbi Lazar, Dam Rabbi Yitzchak. Kol Tainus, Shemalina Boasat Staka, Ki'ilu Shofech Damim. Any fast day that one collected staka and one did not give it out to the aniyim right after the fast day, it's ki'ilu shofech damim. Shneamar malayasi mishpat tzedek v'gomer yolinba. Right, it says malayasi mishpat and fill tzedek yolinba. Right, if it's yolin, ata maratzchim. Right, so one has to give out the staka right away. Right, the Gemara says in Brachas, if you remember, the igra de ta'anisa, the tzchar for a fast day, the deep connection of a fast day is the staka that's collected in the aniyim. The aniyim are looking forward. Right, Rashi quotes, Einayim nesuos, like the lashon by the Megillah and Matanas Levyonim. Right, that's what we know when you split up whatever the Megillah is, Matanas Levyonim are the same day, like in the Pur Meshulash. When Shushan Purim falls out on Shabbos, we split it up, 2-2-2. Friday is the Megillah and Matanas Levyonim. And Shabbos is Al Hanisim and the laning for Purim, and Sunday is Mishloach Manos and the Su'uda. So it's split up, 2-2-2. Why does Matanas Levyonim go with the Su'uda? Because they name Nesuos. The Aniyim are always have their eyes. They hear the Megillah, they're expecting the Tzedakah. So here too, right after the fast day, the Aniyim are expecting, so if you don't give it out, so then that's Ki'ilu Shofech Damim. V'hanimili Berifta V'tamre, and this only applies where there is ready-made food that you give out on Motzoi the Titus. That's where it's ki'ilu shofech damim. Abol bezuzei v'chiv v'sari leslan ba. But if it's money, wheat, or barley, leslan ba, so then that is not considered ki'ilu shofech damim. You should give it out. But it's not ki'ilu shofech damim, because even the aniyim are going to have to take it to bring, and therefore it doesn't have the same severity. This Gemara reminds us of one or two other Gemaras too. Number one, the difference between giving actual money versus giving food that is prepared. Remember the story in Maseches Ksuvos, Mar Ukva and his wife, where they run and they give the tzedak anonymously, and eventually they run away, they jump into the oven, and Mar Ukva's feet are being burned, and not his wife's. So that's the Mar Ukva jumps on his wife's feet, and it doesn't burn, and he's very upset afterwards. Right? Why is it that your feet aren't being burned? She says, because I give food that is actually prepared, and you give money, so it's a little harder for the aniyim. Chilik number one. The other gemara that this might relate to is ki'ilu shofech damim. Various gemaras throughout Shas, which are ki'ilu shofech damim, right? Not just tainus. Tainus from the leader boss at stock ki'ilu shofech damim, right? We have called mevayish pei chaver barabim ki'ilu shofech damim, or other types of ki'ilu shofech damim. Maybe we'll get to that on the base where it comes up. Where it comes up again. Okay. Weiter. Lefichach. Because Dine Nefashis has to be overnight. That is why the Mishnah said you cannot judge Dine Nefashis on a Friday or on Erev Yantif. Lefichach Eidanen Vechulu. So why is that? My timer. Let's explain, says the Gemara. Why can't Dine Nefashis be judged on a Friday? We should delo Efshar. Because you're going to run into a problem. You're going to be stuck. Heichi Levin. What are you going to do? Ledine. There are three steps. Right, there's the judging, there's the Gemara Din, and there's the carrying out of the Din. Right, three stages. Discussion, Gemara Din, and carrying out of the punishment. So, L'dayni, L'mali Shapsa, V'ligmeri Dini, L'mali Shapsa, to judge on Friday, and to have the Gemara Din on Friday, and then you're gonna carry out the Din on Friday, that's not allowed. Dilma Chazu Tam L'chova, maybe the person will be guilty, U'boy L'mevin Alana Sadin. And you're gonna have to delay. You're gonna have to not finish the din on Friday. So the Gemara says, okay, so L'dayni Mali Shabsa, V'ligmei B'Shabsa. So what's wrong? Judge him on Friday and have the Gemara din on Shabbos. V'ligmei B'Shabsa, and then kill him on Shabbos. The Gemara says you can't do that. That's an Issa D'Araisa. Ein Ritzicha Dochas HaShabbos. Murder, even if it's a murder, L'shei Mitzvah. Even if it's the Mitzvah of Uvi'arta Arayi Kerbecha, Ritzicha is not Dochas Shabbos. Let's just continue the line and then we'll come back to that. Tosas talks about that line, but let's continue first. What are the other possibilities? V'liktele lorta. So, why don't you kill him Moshe Shabbos? No, negara Shabbos be'inon. It's got to be that day. V'ligmer ledini b'Shabbos, v'liktele b'cha b'Shabbos. So, okay, do gemar din on Shabbos and kill him on Sunday. No, nimsa atam ma'aneh es dino. Then you are delaying inui hadin. You are torturing him even more by having it delayed. It's not that he's delaying because he's going to try to appeal. No, it's just that you can't kill him yet, so that's Ini Adin, which is not allowed. Which We'll get to the svara for that. Nidaini, b'mayli shabbos, v'nigrei b'chab shabbos. So why don't you just judge him on Friday and finish the din, skip Shabbos, have the Gemara din on Sunday, minchu tamayu. You know, they might forget exactly what they said on Friday, right? You need the hemshech. They're going to forget. And even if you want to say that the scribes in the court write down everything that is said, even if you write down what they said, the heart of a person is in their heart, meaning it's a different feeling. And even if you, oh, I said that? You're not going to be in the same the zone of that I was in on Friday. If there's a hefsik, that's going to ruin everything. Hilkach lo efshar. So that is why there's no possibility of starting to do a Dini Nefashos case on Friday, because none of the possibilities work. You can't finish it all that day. You can't do anything on first Shabbos, and you can't delay it till Sunday. So that's why you can't start Dini Nefashos. Just wait to start until Sunday. Okay, what can we talk about here? So first, we'll start with Tosus. Tosfos says, "Ligmar l'dayni b'shabsa." Just do the Gemara din on Shabbos. Do the Gemara din on Shabbos. So once, and we get into the Isurei Daraisa. Ask Tosfos, what about the Isur Darabanan of Ein Danin, the Mishnah in Beitza? Avagav is not perak mashilin. Eloi mishum shvus lo danin. Even though it says you can't do a din on Shabbos, so what's the Gemara's possibility of judge of having the Gemara din on Shabbos? Haino dafka dine mamanis. Why can't you do din on Shabbos? It's gezeira d'rabbanan. You might come to write it, might come to record. Aval dina nefashos ein lasar mitam zeh. But dina nefashos, there's no reason. That reason to asr mid'rabbanan is not going to lie. Shekvar kasol me'esvol divrei mezaka divrei mechayven. All your writing was done yesterday. So therefore, the chash of Shema Yichtov doesn't apply. So the only issue we're talking about is in the world of daraisa, not in the world of the Rabbanan. But then Tosfos asks in the next Tosfos, so what exactly is the Chilul Shabbos that's occurring? What's the Chilul Shabbos of a Maisa Bezin, of Bezin putting somebody to death? So there's a malcha called Shochet, that's true. But isn't this Shochet, we might call this Mekalkel? Right, we know one of the rules that come out of Melechas Machsheves, that it has to be, Melechas Shabbos has to be thought out, perfect, exact, expert work, based on the Unkelis in Parshas Vayakel, Malachas Umanvan, so it comes out, it has to be Malacha Hatzricha Lagufa, it has to be Hamiskave, it has to be, it can't be Makalkel, Misasek, Shinui, Groma, all of those possibly are come from Malachas Machsheves. So isn't this Makalkel, doing something in a destructive manner which bangs it down to a Drabanan, and sometimes even Mutter? Say as Tosfos, Bisreifa Nicha. For the Malachas, the Chi of Sreifa, if that's the Mises Bastid, that's okay, because you are heating up the lead that, right, we know Sreifa is not burning, it's pouring lead down one's throat, as we'll see later on, so burning that lead, that's creating something useful, and therefore that's constructive. And what about the Shai Chavi Mises Bastid? Says Tosfos, it's Chashav Tikkun, it's Betakein, why? The Yesh Lo Kapara. Amazing line in Tosfos. A person receives atonement through the Chayvei Mises Beis Din. And therefore, that is why it is called a tikkun. It is not just a stam mekalkel, right? Tikkun gavra, that receives a kapara, right? That's what we're going to have later on Daf Samach Gimel. We're going to have the halacha of molech. By molech, we know the Torah says if somebody gives their children to molech, they're chayv misa. And the Gemara has a very unusual drasha. Only if you give some of your children to molech. If you give all your kids to molech, you're pater. Ask all the Achronim. But if you give all your kids, even worse. Says the Smag, one of the Rishonim, says the Smag, you know why? Because if you give all your kids to Moloch, you're beyond. Right? Mises is not going to help you. You're not going to achieve the Kapara. Right? Because Mises is a Kapara, as Tosfos says here. And therefore, that's the Tikkun on Shabbos. But it's not just Mises. The Rambam quotes this halacha of, and we mentioned this at the beginning of the parak also, by Malkus also. Bez is not allowed to give somebody Malkus on Shabbos. And the way that it's formulated by the Rambam is onshim. It's a din of not misa, chilul Shabbos per se, but it's a din of inflicting an onesh. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Chaf Dalet Zayin, the Rambam's lashon is, ein onshin b'Shabbos. Aval b'isha ha'onesh mitzvah saseh, ein adocha Shabbos. Even though mitzvah saseh is adocha, as we'll see soon. Bez Hashem. Kesad. Harishin is chayv ha'bez din malkus. O misa. in Malkinosov, in Mamisinosov Shabbos, Shinemarlos, Savar Rach Promoshal Sechem, Biyama Shabbos. We know that's this Pasuk in Vayakel. So Asar Labezdin, Shalom Yitzhu, Bashabbos, Vishas Chayav Shreifa, Vahu Adin, Lashar Onshin. That's the Rambam. And that's what the Minchas Chinuch had the question in Vayakel, even. If it's just the base, if the Isser is just about Chilul Shabbos, then what do you need a separate Losa say for? Is counted separately. It's just included in Losasa Kamalacha. This pasuk is megale that even Bezin can't be Mechal Shabbos. So he leaves it Betzarachi and why it's separate. Rav Soloveitchik had this suggestion or just even the question. If it's a din of Onshin, let me ask you this question. Not just Misa, not just Malkus. What about Dine Knasos? Could Bezdin inflict a Knas on Shabbos? Fine somebody on Shabbos? So again, if it's just about money, money is Muksa. It's just a din to Rabbanan. Is there a violation to Oraisa of being ma'anish on Shabbos? Is a knas an onesh? So maybe it's a fascinating suggestion. Maybe an onesh, that would be an issue to Oraisa of bezing ma'anish on Shabbos. Just one other related ha'ara, the Rama. The Rama writes in Shin Lamed Tes. The Rama writes in Shin Lamed Tes, Sif Dalid, interesting Rama. On the Shulchan Aruch, that you're not allowed to be done on Shabbos, says the Rama. Aser litvos ulahachnis lebeis hasohar. Mishin is chayiv eza onesh kadesh lo yivrak. The Rama says you can't put somebody in jail on Shabbos. V'kol shekein she'aser la'al koso, davi b'chal din. Rama quotes that. Cannot put somebody in jail, right? Why? Because that's part of onesh. That's part of din. And even if he says kadesh lo yivrak. And he continues, but again, that's also related. The Knas question, putting somebody in jail, right, that's interesting discussions of that, right? The Sharm Siyad Balachi, it talks about, so what happened with the Mekoshesh? Doesn't it say that they blocked him up before they figured out exactly which Misa to give? Sounds like that was on Shabbos. Okay. And one final point, and then we'll continue. Inui Hadin. Right, what's the kazm of Inui Hadin? We haven't had that yet, in a serious way. Nimsa Atam Ma'ane Ezdino. Inui Hadin, the simple understanding is, it's based on Vi'atul Recha Kamoch. Right, if somebody has a chiyuv to be killed, it doesn't mean that you're allowed to torture them beforehand and delay it in order for them to psychologically feel even more pain. The Margolius Hayam has another suggestion, though. It's not just based on Inui Hadin. You know why? Because the Gemara says it also applies to Ashar HaNiskal. Ashar HaNiskal isn't having such trepidation, you know, about, oh my gosh, I can't believe this is going to happen tomorrow, right? The Ashar doesn't know what's going on. No, it's just part of the halacha, a formal halacha that you're not allowed to delay. Shihuye mitzvah lo mashhinan. You're not allowed to delay. Inu yadin mishum matzinu. He says, babakam etzadi aleph, gabi Ashar HaNiskal. Keep it the gomar din l'ktala lo mashhinan le. So it has to be something more than just the psychological pain, but it has to also do with just the din of doing it quickly. Okay. Amalei Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, new sugya. Reish Lakish says to Rabbi Yochanan, we're going to have, along the way in this discussion, we're going to have a couple of kalvachomers. Along the way, it's going to be brought up that maybe Bezdin should be able to kill somebody on Shabbos. That's why this Gemara is here. Because we're going to have in the middle of the sugya, maybe there should be a kalvachomer that Bezdin can kill somebody on Shabbos. So here we go. Amalei Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, to take furas hames, docha Shabbos, mes mitzvah, docha Shabbos, be kalvachomer. We should say that burying a mace mitzvah, which includes certain malachos, right? Digging is the malach of Choresh, right? That burying a mace mitzvah should be docha Shabbos. Mikavachomer, what's the kavachomer? Uma avoda shedocha Shabbos. Kfuras mace mitzvah docha osa avoda. Bringing certain avoda, the carbon tamid. There are avodas that take place by the carbon of sibur. Avoda is docha Shabbos. And burying a mace mitzvah is docha avoda. We know if a kohen is about to do the avoda and he comes upon a meis mitzvah, he has to not do the avoda, he has to bury the meis mitzvah. Kid Tanya, where do we know that from? As follows. It says by a nazir, right, he's not allowed to be matami himself or his family members. Matam alomar and Rashi goes through the whole exact Rasha, but it's only a family member, but not for a meis mitzvah. Rashi quotes, even if he's the Kohen Gadol and a nazir, a person is going to shecht his carbon Pesach, or to give Mila to his son. And he hears that his relative died, the Nazir Kohen Gadol, Yochol Yitameh, you might think he becomes Tame for his relative, Amar Lo Yitameh, he cannot. Yochol Kishim Sheinu Matame Lachoso, Kachin Matame L'Meis Mitzvah, you might think just like, he cannot be Matami himself for his family members, he could also not be Matami himself for a Meis Mitzvah, Tame Lomar, V'Lachoso. That's an extra word, as is discussed in Rashi, Lachoso, Udeinu Matame, Avo Matame L'Meis Mitzvah. That's all parenthetical. That teaches me that meis mitzvah is doche avoda. So now the Gemara says, if meis mitzvah is doche avoda, and avoda is doche Shabbos, then obviously meis mitzvah should be doche Shabbos. If A beats B and B beats C, so A should beat C. So Shabbos should nitches b'pnei avoda, Shabbos, which loses to avoda, so to speak, ain't no dingy, the kvuras meis mitzvah doche osa. Again, to make it straight, meis mitzvah is doche avoda, avoda is doche Shabbos. So meis mitzvah should be docha Shabbos. That's the kasha. Amar lei, so says the Gemara back, says Rabbi Yochanan, back to his brother-in-law and his student, Reish Lakish, Ritzicha tochiach. No, Bezdin, putting somebody to death, will prove this. Misa's Bezdin, right? That what? Shedoches avoda veino doches a Shabbos. Misa's Bezdin, if a kohen's about to do the avoda, and it was a murderer, and Bezdin goes and takes him away from doing the avoda, a Kohen Rotzeach does not do the Avoda. So Misas Bezdin beats Avoda, so to speak. But Misas Bezdin doesn't beat Shabbos. Even though Avoda beats Shabbos, that undermines the Kal v'Chomer. I have a model for you. I have an example of something that could beat Avoda, but does not beat Shabbos. So therefore, don't make the Kal v'Chomer from Meis Mitzvah. So the Gemara says, okay, so and here's where it relates to our sugya. Ritzicha gufa titches a Shabbos yikal v'chomer. So why don't you say Bezdin can put somebody to death based on a kal v'chomer? Ritzicha gufa. Uma avoda shedoches a Shabbos, ritzicha dochosa. If avoda would beat Shabbos, but misas Bezdin beats avoda, as we just said, and if a kohen is about to do the avoda, Bezdin comes along to the base of Migdash and takes him away. Shene'emar me'im mizbechi from the mizbeach. Tikochenu lamus, right? Even if a kohen tries to get protection on the mizbeach, take him away to kill him. If he's a murderer, Bezdin takes him. So again, misas Bezdin beats avoda, and avoda beats Shabbos. So why don't we say misas Bezdin beats Shabbos? So Shabbos shenilches bebrei avoda ain't no digit. Ritzicha doche osa. That's the kasha. We have a kal v'chomer that Bezdin should be able to put people to death on Shabbos. If you remember, the Gemara elsewhere discussed that this idea of me'im mizbechi, Bezdin takes somebody, right? The mizbeach is kolei, does give protection, but not to murderers, b'mezid. Remember the Gemara in Makkos discusses this. I'll give it to you from the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeach, Perek Hei, Halacha Yud Beis, HaMizbeach kolet, right? Based on the Mishnah, the Gemara in Makkos, not Yud Beis. The mizbeach can give protection like an ear miklat. HaMizbeach kolet. Shari Namar Bahoreg Bizadon. If somebody kills on purpose, may im mizbechi tikachen elamus. Our context. Michlal Shareg Bishkaga, Eino Nerag b'mizbeach. But if somebody killed Bishkaga, then let's say he's a Kohen and he sees the Goel Adam coming. He can't get to the Ir Miklat. Let him run to the Mizbeach. Lefichach Ahoreg Bishkaga, Bekalta Mizbeach, Bahargosham Goel Adam, Harezen Nerag Alav. The Goel Adam is Chayim Misa. Shaha Kimi Shaharga B'toch Yir Miklato. As if he went in. And that's what, if you remember, the Gemara says that Yoav went to the Mizbeach when Shlomo was going to kill him, and he made a couple of mistakes. He thought even B'mezid, right? Yoav killed B'mezid, a couple of people, right? Not Peshoge. That was his mistake, right? It says, V'yonas Yoav O'el Hashem V'yachazek B'karnosa Mizbeach. Toh She'ino Kolid Al Gago V'utafas B'karnosa. Toh She'ino Kolid Al Mizbeach Beis Olamim V'utafas B'mizbeach Bama. Right, and also, Shogeg Amazin, okay, so that was the Makkos Daf Yud Beis, had that discussion. But either way, the Gemara here goes through, maybe you should have a Kal v'Chomer, that there should be Misas Bezdin on Shabbos. So the Gemara answers, okay, it's a good Kal v'Chomer, but you know what, there's a Pasuk that says otherwise. And if the Pasuk says otherwise, the Pasuk beats the Kal v'Chomer. Amar Rava Kfar Pasuk, Tana Dever Bishmael, the Tana Dever Bishmael, Lo Savaro Eish, you're not allowed to light a fire. So Matam Alomar, why does it say you're not allowed to light a fire? It already says that you're not allowed to do any malacha. But there's a special pasuk by fire, right? There are two malachas that are singled out in the Torah. And the Gemara asked by each of them, why do you have to have them singled out? Hotzah is singled out. The Gemara talks about that in Masechah Shabbos. And here, Havara, Matam Alomar. So the Gemara says, Matam Alomar? What do you mean? We have a machlokas elsewhere. Famous machlokas. Ilu Rav Yossi Lalav Yatzas, Ilu Rav Nasa Lechalak Yatzas. We know, Reb Yossi tells me, you know why Eish is singled out? To lower, to minimize the Isser of Havara. If I light a fire at Shabbos, I am not Chayim Misa. It's only an Isser Lav, says Reb Yossi. And we say, L'chalek Yassas. Rebbe Nasa says, L'chalek Yassas. What does that mean? If I do 10 different malachas on Shabbos, I'm Chayim for each and every one. L'chalek. It says one by itself to teach me that each one stands by itself. L'chalek yatsas. Kidatani, as the Brisa says, Havar the lav yatsas, divir Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Nasan, I'm a l'chalek yatsas. Question mark. So what do you mean? What's Tani the Rabbi Shmuel asking? Why does it say lo savaru? We know. It's a machlokes, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Nasan. So Ella Amar Rava, no. Tana Moshe vos kashale. We're bothered by the last two words in the pasuk. Lo savaru eish. Bechol Moshe Vosechem. Moshe Vos Matam Alomar. Why does it say that last word? Michdi. Shabbos Chobas Agufi. Shabbos is not connected to the land. It's a Chobas Aguf. The Chobas Aguf no Hegas Bein Baris Bein Chutz Laaretz. And Chobas Aguf applies in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz Laaretz. Yes! There might be an element of every mitzvah that is unique to Eretz Yisrael, as the Ramban and the Rashi based on the Sifri in Parshas Ekev. Right, talk about Trumas and Mais, talk about Tefillin and Mezuzah, and the Ramban expands upon that in Parshas Achremos, that every mitzvah is unique in Eretz Yisrael. That's true. But, halachically, me'ikar adin, every mitzvah, that's Chovas HaGov, applies everywhere in the world. So Moshe Vos HaGov, why does the Torah have to go out of its way to say, keep Shabbos, b'chol Moshe Vos Seichem? Right, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, Amar Talmud Echad, because of the following. To teach me even in Bezdin. Shenemar kiyeh b'ishchei mishpat maves v'humas. Right, if Bezdin is putting somebody to death, Shomei ani, bein b'chol bein b'shabbos. I might think that Bezdin put somebody to death even on Shabbos. V'har ma'ani m'kai m'chalem mos yumas. I wonder why I say there's an issue of chilul Shabbos. B'shar malachas, chutz mi'misas Bezdin. That applies any time where you're not fulfilling a mitzvah. Right, by Mises Bezdin. Oh, Eno Elafi Mises Bezdin. Or shall I say no? Even Bezdin cannot put somebody to death. Umani Mekayim Behumas, Bechol Avalo B'Shabbos. Bezdin can only put people to death on a weekday, not on Shabbos. Oh, Eno Elafi B'Shabbos. So which is it? So Tam Alomar, Lo Savar Weish, Bechol Mosh Vosechem. That's the Pasuk. Gulahalanu Omer, Vahayu Le'elo Lachem Bechugas Mishpat, Ludaro Sechem, Bechol Mosh Vosechem. So Ma Moshe Vos Amr Lahalan Bezdin, just like Moshe Vos over there. Is referring to Bezdin. Ah, Moshavos Amarkan Bezdin. So the Moshavos, the word Bechol Moshavosechem, but Lo Savaru Eish is referring to Bezdin. V'yamar Achmana Lo Savaru Eish Bechol Moshavosechem. This is a special din d'oraisa that Bezdin is not allowed to put somebody to death when it falls out on Shabbos. Good. Tosfos here discusses in Shene Emar V'im Tomar Yas Tosfos D'mar Ritzi. He said, start from the beginning. V'afilu Ein Sham Kohen Roy Lavod Es Avod Nidches. Even if he's the only Kohen around and he's a rotzeach, then you take him, and the avoda is not done. What could you do? V'yitamar es tosas, demaritz sheritzicha doches avoda. Es tosas, what's the whole havamid of the Gemara to use this as a kavachomer? That we said ritzicha is doche avoda? It's not that ritzicha is doche avoda, says Tosas. La mishum de ritzicha doche avoda, ela mishum de gavra lochazi. It's just that this person is no longer someone who could do the avoda. It's not that it's a mice of Bezdin that wins out. No, Kedamrina, we know from Gemara and Brachas, Kohen Sharek as a nefesh lisa kapa. A Kohen who is a murderer cannot duchin, as the Pasuk says at the beginning of Yeshayo. And Koshigin Avoda, which is mamish, right, even more than Berchas Kohanim. So Estos says, I don't understand the whole flow of the Gemara that this is a Kavachomer. It's just that he is a Gavra Lochazi. Tosfos says, V'yesh Lomar, Dal Karche Chazi. No, no, no. It is a Kavachomer. Talo Mechal Avoda. When it's Yavayim Chumra Ba'alma, he can't duchen, that's something else. That's a chumra. But not doing the avoda. If he would do the avoda, it wouldn't be mechalal the avoda. So you see, it has to do with Misa's Bezdin killing and not the person himself. Tosfos says, another day, maybe Nesias Kavayim is different because that's trying to bring a bracha from Hashem and Ein Kategar Nasa Sanegar. This is a huge discussion in the poskim, that has come up in the past also. The Rama writes in Shulchan Aruch. The Rama writes in Kuf Chav Ches. That a Kohen, a murderer, Rachmana Litzlan, is not allowed to duchen. Right, that's where it comes up in Shulchan Aruch. Kuf Chav Ches Sif Lamed Hey. Kohen, the Shulchan Aruch says, Kohen Sharagas HaNefesh, Afilu B'Shogeg, Lo Yises Kapav. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Afilu Asa Tshuva, the Shulchan Aruch is the most chamor. Even if it's B'Shogeg, even if it's Asa Tshuva. V'yesh Omrim says the Rama, Dim Asa Tshuva, No Se Kapav. Rama says, Imasa Tshuva, the minog is to allow it. But again, there are a number of big discussions that come up in the postgame. Right? Rav Avadia has a tshuva. Rachman al-Islam, there was a case where a Kohen was in a car accident, and somebody else in the other car was killed. Right? So, Kihi Duchin. So he goes through the whole sugya, and the Rav Avadia is machalik between Shogeg and Ones. He says the whole discussion is shogeg. If it was totally out of his control, so if somebody is driving in a crazy way, then there's something to talk about. Nira, imanido shalanu shakoina yinoig barechev agarim li'ivo the nefesh b'Yisrael, machma shenog b'mehiris b'frezes, he was going too fast, omen shalot siyas l'tamur, he didn't listen to the rules of the traffic. So then, shikagasa ola zadov, and if so, alos l'duchin, that's a problem. Ein kadegar nasa sanegar. Right, and he talk quotes the Truvas Arash about riding on a horse. But if it was totally not his fault, it was a total ones. Somebody ran into the street. In low ice, a kol rashlanus mitzido shel nahag, or the other car's fault. Vinoa gets a mechonet bezirut karaui, ach baofan bilti tzafui, kafat yelel urechov rachmon leslan. Vitgalgel uragle a mechonet vidid rashlamus, baofan shadavar hayabon is gamur. So then, you could definitely find room to be makel in this case. And that's what he says at the end. If it was his fault, then he's not allowed to. But if it was totally not his fault, they can. But then he quotes, Achenu Ashkenazim hayotzim biyad ramah, as he writes this that many times, Mekilim bazem hayadavar bishkagav asa tshuva, even shogeg, if he did tshuva, the Ramah says, Aval anu kibalnu haras maran shulchan aruch, shepazak afilu harag nefesh bishogeg vasa tshuva, and yomsi kapav. So the Ashkenazim have it a little easier. V'chein hor alach alamaisa gedole rabbani sarad. But if it's an ones gamur, then it is okay. Good. Related to that also, where the Shevet HaLevi has the, amazing that even the question was asked. We're speaking about murderers and Kohanim. What about a Kohen who always embarrasses other people in public? Right, we mentioned before, Ki'ilu Shofech Damim. So is he allowed a duchen? Unbelievable. Type of question. Or Motzi Shech Vazer Olavatala. Right, all the lines which the Gemara talks about Ki'ilu Shofech Damim. So he says, as we would have thought, that's Ki'ilu. You know, consider that Mamish, that's Ki'ilu, and therefore we wouldn't say that would be a problem of being Shofech Damim. Okay, we'll have to stop here, B'ez Hashem. We will continue again, B'ez Hashem. Next stop will be put up, and then after that we will have a few days from the last cycle. Again, today's shiur was sponsored by Refuah Shleima and Miriam Nechama Basara, and also Lili Nishmas, Menachem Yitzchak ben Yaakov Yisrael, on the yard side, the father of Henry Orlinsky, dedicated by Henry and Mindy Orlinsky. We thank families for the sponsorship. Okay, we'll stop here.